Welcome to the Zero to Profitable Franchise Podcast, the best place for you to come to figure out the right franchise to buy and how to get and stay profitable. My name is Tark Johnson, and I've bought, grown, and sold multiple franchises and got myself free from corporate America, and now I'm on a mission to help you do that too. Here you'll find some of the most in-depth profitable franchise secrets, tangible strategies, and specific mindsets to help you create your dream life through franchising. So what are the top industries that I believe to be recession resistant? Well, before we dive into those, it's important for you to have a clear grasp on what is actually going on right now. Because look, all of the experts are saying that we're going to have a recession. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve just raised interest rates another 75 basis points. And they're going to have to keep raising interest rates in order to get inflation down. So what does that mean for you? Well, most economists agree almost unanimously that we're going to have a recession somewhere around 2023, so next year. And this is because as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates more and more and more, it's going to slow our economy down. We're already seeing that happen. I mean, today's June 21st, the housing data just got released today, and new home sales were the lowest that it's been in a while, or existing home sales. So most people don't even know what a recession actually means. And so let's clarify this, because it's this word that the news and pundits just keep throwing around that creates a lot of fear. It has like this emotional trigger. So here's the definition of a recession. It's a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two consecutive quarters. So basically, in plain English, what that means is two consecutive quarters of declining GDP, gross domestic product. That's a technical recession. Okay, now yes, recessions can have various degrees of magnitude, hence why in 2008, they called it the Great Recession because our financial system was in near collapse. So will this expected recession be as bad? Well, no one knows for sure. So the best thing that you can do is to prepare yourself. Now, this is a podcast episode, but if I get enough comments below, I'll be making a series of videos on how you can prepare, protect, and profit during this upcoming recession. So if you want to see more videos like that, then drop a comment below and say more recession videos. Also, give this video a thumbs up, please. I would appreciate that so much. It takes a lot of time and effort to make these videos and to get them edited and all of this stuff. So when you like the video, it tells the YouTube algorithm to show the video to more and more people. So please do that. All right, so we understand that a recession doesn't necessarily mean that the sky is falling, even though the news and experts and all these things want us to believe that. Now, will it lead to tough economic times? Probably. Will people get laid off? Unfortunately, yes. We're actually already seeing headlines saying that this is happening. Now, here's a really important question. Will businesses still be able to make money? Of course. And then here's the million-dollar question. Should you start a business or buy a franchise now? The answer is absolutely, but it has to be the right one. So let's talk specific industries. All right, number one, the first industry is childcare. What is something people will continue to invest and spend money on no matter what? Their kids. As most parents will tell you, putting your kids' needs before your own is an everyday thing. Whether that's taking care of our little ones before they get to elementary school, all the way up to when they're in college. I mean, I can relate to this. As of the recording of this video, we have a 2-month-old little girl and a 3-year-old boy. My wife and I's days are planned around their needs, their schedules, their wants, and their development. So going into a tough economic time, parents will still spend money on their kids. In most cases, they'll have to. So you've got child education franchises, child entertainment franchises, tutoring franchises, haircuts for kids, etc. And now just because this might be an industry overall that can do well in recessions, you still need to do your proper due diligence, all right? You still need to do your proper due diligence. It's very, very important. All right, so if you want to buy a franchise in the next 12 months, I'm going to give you for free my Profitable Franchise Formula Masterclass. This is some of my secret sauce that I only share with my clients. You get access to it for free. So go grab your copy of the masterclass at buyprofitablefranchise.com. And then we've also helped many clients buy franchises, get them profitable, buy resale businesses that are thriving. I'm talking, these are highly profitable resales, great value, and have allowed many of our clients to actually quit their job right away and replace their income immediately. So if you want to work with me and my team on finding or buying a franchise or resale business, then go to tarikjohnson.com/consulting. Our spots are filling up fast. The demand and amount of you reaching out has been incredible. And I've recently added a franchise broker to my team. So there's even the ability and opportunity to work with us for free. So take advantage while we still have room. The link will be down in the description below. Number two is automotive repair. Now, during a recession, people might think twice about upgrading their vehicle. Expenses can be a little bit tighter, or the fear about layoffs definitely can impact our buying decisions. So here's the thing. If your check engine light is on in your vehicle, or you need major service or repair, in the past, maybe you would have just decided to trade your vehicle in at that point, get a new one. But this time, maybe you're more likely to actually get your vehicle fixed, as it might be cheaper than getting a new car and increasing your monthly debt payments. So the other point here is, no matter what's going on, you still need oil changes, you still need new tires, you still need to get your brake service, etc. All right. Now, if these businesses aren't something that you have a strong belief in, you can't really see yourself doing this type of business, don't just do the business just because you think that we're going to have a recession and that this business will do well in a recession. You want to choose a business that you believe will do well over the next few years, and really over the next 5-10 years. Focus on the long term as well. Number three, can you guess which one this is? It's home services. So look, I live in Florida. Summertime here is brutal. If our air conditioning were to go out, I'm getting that fixed no matter what the cost. So there are so many different categories under home services. There could be air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, handyman, pest control, roof repair, gutters, and the list goes on. Now, under this list, I'll also include minor home upgrades. Now, you may not be as willing to upgrade your kitchen and your bathroom during a recession, but maybe you decide to instead upgrade your closets, or your window treatments, or even your carpets or your floors, because we still have that desire, kind of that itch to, one, spend money, two, make improvements in our home. So although we say, okay, I may not do that $30,000, $40,000 project, I don't know, maybe I'll do a $3,000 to $5,000 project though. Number four is food and beverage. Hey, even when times are tough, we still need to eat, right? So franchises that have a lower average ticket may do well here. What do I mean by lower average ticket? Well, meaning the average bill. So if the average bill is $10, $12, probably going to do better than, you know, restaurants that maybe fine dining restaurants. People still have the desire to eat out, so they just might opt for a more cost-effective option. And then here's something that happened with one of my food franchises during the pandemic. And I promised you in the intro that I would tell you about this. What happened was people opted for more healthy and quick to go options. So the juice and smoothie business that we owned, after having an initial dip in 1 month, but later on, sales increased nearly 40% year over year. 40%. That is massive. And so there was a system-wide increase too with the brand that I was in. Their average unit volume soared really high. I don't have the exact number, but I think it was something like 15%, 20%. It was pretty incredible. All right, number five. So for many people, their pets are part of their family, or they are their family. America loves its pets. If you have a cat or a dog or another animal and they fall ill, like, we're likely to not scrimp and save on veterinary care, right? I mean, my wife and I both had dogs for the last 10 years or so. Our dogs are a family. We've spent an incredible amount of money on our dogs, more than I'd probably like to admit. Because here's the thing, it doesn't stop there. It's not just about when they're ill or sick. Americans are estimated to spend $110 billion on their pets in 2022, right? Pets are big, big business. And those are businesses that can thrive in a recession. Now, of course, just entering into a recession-proof industry doesn't guarantee your success. You still need to follow the four pillars of my profitable franchise formula that I teach in my masterclass. Now, if you haven't registered for that yet, make sure to go and do so. The link will be in the description below. But here's the thing. Markets and geography matters. Competition matters. Here's an example. In Florida, where I live, there is a brand called Pet Supermarket, and they're within every 5 to 7 mile radius. So I'm not opening up one of those dog stop franchises in my area and competing with a brand that's on every corner all throughout Central Florida. It would be silly. It doesn't make sense. Do you see what I'm saying? You see where I'm getting at? Now, on the other hand, every time I try to board our dogs during the holidays, the wait list is like 50 people long. Aha, now we're on to something. So not all franchise brands are created equal. Look, just because you like a franchise doesn't mean it's the one you should buy. Oftentimes that can actually be the worst way to make a decision in buying a franchise. Your priority should be about making money, right? That's why you open a business, not just doing a business that you think you'll like. There's a healthy blend, and I talk about it more in my profitable franchise formula and how to do that, that masterclass. Now, lastly, you need a franchisor with knowledge, experience, and ideally a track record to guide you through the good times and the bad. Look, there are some great emerging franchise brands out there, and depending upon how unique or competitive the concept or industry is, maybe it does make sense to go with an emerging franchisor, but maybe in a recession, the priority and focus is really looking at brands that have been solidified, right? That have really, really strong financials and you know, can potentially weather the storm. So if you want my team to find a franchise for you, because we do this every day and we know the good ones, then again, go to tarikjohnson.com/consulting and fill out the form there, let us know, and we'll see if we can help. Again, the link's in the description below. But I want to tell you something, but I want to make sure you're paying attention. Are you with me? Ready? Recessions represent opportunities. Recessions represent opportunities. And then one more time, just in case it didn't stick. Recessions represent opportunities. The actions that you take or don't take will depend on the perspective and lens in which you perceive the world around you. That is how our brains are wired. Whatever you look for, you will find proof of. So quickly, two important things to note here. Number one, I believe one of the best ways that you can protect your family right now is by diversifying your income. You've got to pivot. Even if you have a great job right now that you've been at for 5, 10, 15 years, you're making six figures, you're happy. companies are going to continue to lay people off. We're already hearing about layoffs, and there are more to come. We're hearing about companies laying off 10, 50% of their workforce and rescinding offers. So here's my recommendation to you. Start a business now. Start a business now before you need to. Get the momentum going and protect yourself and your family. Do it before you need to. And then what happens is, if you still keep your job during this time and things go well for you, now you have an additional income stream and you positioned yourself well. All right. Now, again, if you need help doing that, getting access to the right strategy, you are in the right place. Check out some of the other videos that we have here. Check out some of the other videos in the podcast if you haven't watched them. Like success stories of individuals just like you who were in the corporate world, who were frustrated, who were tired, who were unfulfilled, tired of dealing with corporate politics or people telling them what to do or their ideas not being heard or feeling like they're undervalued and that they're not making the type of money that they really deserve to be making with their skill set and the years that they put in, or not having the freedom and the flexibility that you want, being able to spend the type of time with your family that you want. All right. So number two is that recessions are part of normal economic cycles, right? So panicking or being highly emotional about this is really an easy way to make poor decisions or keep yourself unnecessarily stressed out. We've been here before, and we can use history as our guide. There's no need to guess. The answers are there. So remember, if you want to see more videos on specific strategies on ways to prepare, protect, and profit during this recession, drop me a comment below and let me know. I'll see you on the next one.
Hey, before we go, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I put my heart and soul into providing you value through this podcast so that you can live your dream life. So please subscribe if you haven't already. And the biggest thank you could ever give me is to drop a review, because more reviews equal this podcast getting more listens, which means we can share this message with more people and hopefully positively inspire them like we have you. You can also share it with someone you care about that you believe may benefit from listening. Thank you, and talk to you soon.